It's time for the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Driftwood Lanes Baskin-Robbins, Nassari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boyette State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. And now your host of the Coach Maddox Show, Brad Haworth.
Welcome into week 10 of the high school football season. The Bombers wrapping up the year at West Memphis tonight against the Blue Devils. We'll take a break, come back, and get things started with the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
Plumbing is one of those things that should be left to the professionals, not your buddy's nephew or the neighbor's cousin. It's best left to folks that have been in business for nearly 40 years. When you need a plumber, call the plumber number. Call Dewey & Sons at 425-4868. Dewey & Sons offers fast, dependable, knowledgeable service, even 24-hour emergency service too. When you think plumbing, think Dewey & Sons and call the plumber number 425-4868.
Let Wells Fargo Advisors help you get on track and stay on track for better retirement. Combining innovative technology with old-fashioned question and answers, we frame your investment objectives around your life goals and priorities. We measure your progress each step of the way and can easily make changes whenever your life or the market changes. It's real-life retirement planning, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Matty, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass. Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show as the Bombers get set to take on West Memphis this evening. First, though, we'll take a look back at last week's game. And, Brian, a lot to talk about. I told you before we got started recording, that's one of the toughest losses I've been through in a while. I know it was on you, the coaching staff, and the players.
Yeah, well, you know, and we're still alive for the playoffs going into that game. And so, you know, we knew it was a big game. It was kind of our last stand, you know, for the playoffs. We had to win out. And, You know, there's the kids throughout the week. We had told them we actually felt like we'd have a chance to win the game. And, you know, the week before they had just blown Jonesboro out. So, you know, they got some crazy looks. But we were really practicing well. We looked sharp in practice in all three phases. And, you know, we've just gradually gotten better. You know, we've had injuries, so that obviously that breaks up continuity. And but we finally have gotten to a point where we hadn't been hit by as many recently, so they were starting to gel and just playing well. And coming off the win at Hall, we thought we had a chance. And anyway, we played the game that I really thought we could, and we just played really, really well. In my opinion, we played well enough to win the game, just didn't. But it was a heartbreaking loss, honestly, just because, you know, we felt like you didn't get in the end zone there. Controversial call on the goal line, where right. You know, we felt like we got in, but you know, going into halftime, you could be up 14, and then another one. You know, we stalled out. Quarterback goes out, and we have a mishandled ball.
Right.
And, you know, you're looking at 14 points there possibly that get taken off. But anyway, I mean, you know, we played a great team that did what they had to and made the plays and got the win. But it did. That one stung. It hurt for a lot of reasons.
It did. Well, I tell you what, I was very worried the way the game started. I mean, it took Searcy three plays to go 48 yards, and then they hold you three and out in a punt, and I'm thinking, uh-oh. But
well, you're not kidding. I had a flashback to standing on the field at Little Rock Hall at halftime the week before, and we're feeling really good about ourselves, uh-huh. And then they announce over the loudspeaker that, Searcy has Jonesboro Mercy ruled, and we're going, oh, my goodness, we get them next week. And so when they score in three plays, you're going, I hope they don't, you know, I'm hoping that's not what we're in store for tonight. And, yeah, you're right. When we go three and out, you're really worried.
Right.
Because if you know, Searcy is as high-powered of an offense as anybody, and we've played some high-powered offenses. So, you know, for us to go out and get a stop, get the ball back, and we just, you know, we from that point on, offensively, we played so well, and we were just clicking, and they couldn't stop us, and they knew it too. And
right.
Actually got some comments from some of their coaches after the game, but they were very impressed. You know, when we do the film exchanges, you go back 3 weeks, you get the last three game films of your opponents to study. You know, okay. it's a mandate that we have to send those three films. And one of their coaches said, you know, you look back 3 weeks ago and where you are tonight, you guys have come a long way. And he came out, I think it was one of their defensive coaches, said, we did not have an answer. We couldn't stop you.
And it was obvious by the players' actions and demeanor on the field. They knew that
yes.
They couldn't stop the offense.
That's what, a couple of our coaches said, you know, the drive right before halftime where we didn't get the points, you know, we were driving, they couldn't, you know, we were averaging, I think, like 8-9 yards a carry on that drive, and their shoulders were dropping. I'm talking about Searcy's kids.
Right.
Their shoulders were dropping, their head was down, and they were starting to catch up front. They weren't firing out of their stance, mm-hmm. and just it was, you know, body language for we don't know what to do, and they were giving in a little bit, and you know, who knows how the momentum goes if you punch that in and you go into the locker room up 14, and we were going to get the kickoff coming out, and you can could have and would have and should have, you know, all night long. It just, you know, it wasn't enough, but you know, that was a nice compliment from their coaches afterwards that they felt like our team's come a long way. And
I want to talk about the defense, the first half in particular, because, yeah, Searcy scored in three plays on their first drive, but then four drives in a row, you hold them without any points, and that's a high-powered offense.
Right.
Very impressive with the way the defense played, especially that first half.
Yeah, you know, they've got, again, they had the move-ins that have come in at receiver and running back. They've got some targets, but, you know, you got a quarterback that LSU's looking at, mm-hmm. and then there we are. We've got two sophomores starting in the secondary, and so it's the formula is there for it to be a long night defensively, and I think we held them to their second lowest point total of the season, if we went back and looked at that right, that really proud of, you know, if you'd have told me at the beginning of the night that Searcy was going to score 28, I'd have said, I'll take it right now.
You bet.
And, we forced some turnovers, and,
right.
We really confused him. You saw him, you know, pump fake a couple times. We went to that first option, but that kid, as the game went on, he, you know, I think we talked about it last week before the game. His pocket presence. He's a very patient kid. He's well coached. He's very intelligent, and he went to his third and fourth option several times. Mm-hmm. But he had the patience to do that, the self discipline to do that, and really impressed with him. But our defense making him do that, I was really proud of our kids. Just they played a great game. Our defense played phenomenal.
They did. We'll take a break. We'll have more here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need tires, you need to check out Highway 160 Pit Stop in Gainesville. Highway 160 Pit Stop carries the major brands of tires for your vehicle. They also have agricultural tires and they repair tires. They also offer oil changes. They fix brakes and do front end repair and alignments. Highway 160 Pit Stop is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5, and they're there Saturday mornings from 8 to noon if you can't make it during the week. Highway 160 Pit Stop, located at 166 First Street in Gainesville.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation. Fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Tradition is something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company's been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We are also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, you go into halftime, it's 14-7, and could have been 21-7. We talked about that earlier. Tough break there right before halftime.
Yeah.
What was the mood like at halftime?
Boy, it was as upbeat as it's been all year, and I think they knew, hey, we're playing one of the better teams in 6A right now, and we felt like not only had we outplayed them, I don't want to use the word dominate because we hadn't dominated them, but we outplayed them pretty significantly, I felt. And the kids felt that too, and I think we all believed we were going to go win the football game. And it was one of those things. We really had to make sure they don't get comfortable in here at halftime. We got to go play a second half like we did the first half. And we tried to make a few adjustments in there as well because we felt like they had found some things and some formations. And it was just kind of business as usual, I guess, from that end of it. But great locker room at halftime, and came out, got the opening kickoff, and picked up where we left off offensively. And Junior and Isaac are just that option game is starting to gel, starting to click, and it's fun to watch when it's going well. It's hard to stop, and those two are just gelling. The offensive line just picking up blocks, almost flawless execution at times. And that's just, we're going to make a highlight video, I think, of that for the younger groups. We'll pull a lot of clips off that game, but it was just, everybody doing their job. It's fun when that offense is clicking.
You go up by a couple of touchdowns after your first drive of the second half. Cersei, though, they answer. They score on their next three possessions. I want to talk about the plays down at the goal line. You got the ball inside the one. I was looking at it through the binoculars from the press box, and it looked like the nose of the ball was on the goal line. It couldn't have been any closer. And just, it's hard to imagine, Junior especially, didn't get in the end zone.
Well, that's, and of course there's all the controversy. There's some videos. I think it was Neil Denton that had the video from behind the end zone where, Junior is pretty clearly in, but I mean, you know, from where we're sitting on the sideline, I can't tell that, you know, I can, you know, kind of common sense, okay, we're on the, you know, 6-inch line and he disappears.
Yes. Yeah.
Where else could he have gone but in the end zone? But, you know, it's, you know, they the kids, there's something in there that gets overlooked. The when they signaled him short, you know, it's fourth and goal, and you know, we had 3 or 4 seniors look over at me as I was getting ready to send a play in, and they just waved me away. We got this. And I like to see that.
Yeah.
I know we didn't score on the next play, but I like to see that we've got this, and I like their play selection. We're just going to go quarterback sneak and try to, you know, this is who we are. We're a, you know, smash-mouth football team. And, of course, they just insist. They have all week that Isaac was in as well on the second one. But, you know, it's just one of those deals. The referee's job to make the call, and he made the call, and we got to go play. And
exactly.
Not only do they stop you there, they then go 99 yards.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's where I was going next.
Goodness gracious.
You talk about a momentum changer.
Yes.
I mean, the whole complexity of the game changed on those two plays, and
right.
They got all the momentum, and they took advantage of it.
Well, you know, and you go back, you know, let's say you get the points at the end of the first half, which, you know, just some crazy circumstances keep you from doing that.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, we did score on the first possession. How close were we to being up 28-7 against one of the best teams in the state? And but even if, you know, they go down and get that, you know, that first drive there, okay, well, it's 28-14. And then, you know, that goal line stand, and you punch it in there, it's 35-14. And you're getting later into the third quarter. And with the way we were chewing up clock, you know, I don't see how we lose the football game. But it's – again, we could – you know, we can go if and should have and could have and what, you know, it just unfortunately doesn't do you any good. It is one of those things you can build on going into the off season.
Right.
You know, it's one. I have felt going back this summer that at some point we can get to a point in this program where we can play with some of the upper tier teams. This is the formula. The formula you saw Friday is the only way it's ever worked for us. At Mountain Home, but I think the kids, if nothing else, it's one of the legacies these seniors can leave, is that they showed it can be done. And, you know, going back to last year, you know, they knocked West Memphis off last year, and the way we played Searcy this year, Searcy's much better this year, obviously, but, you know, to be able to play that well against a team that did that to Jonesboro, if you follow what I'm saying there, I mean, they just annihilated Jonesboro last week, and I think that shows you what we're capable of.
We're going to take a break. We'll talk about tonight's matchup, West Memphis for the Bombers, and the season finale. We'll continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show here in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
Plumbing is one of those things that should be left to the professionals, not your buddy's nephew or the neighbor's cousin. It's best left to folks that have been in business for nearly 40 years. When you need a plumber, call the plumber number. Call Dewey and Sons at 425-4868. Dewey & Sons offers fast, dependable, knowledgeable service, even 24-hour emergency service, too. When you think plumbing, think Dewey & Sons, and call the plumber number, 425-4868.
Let Wells Fargo Advisors help you get on track and stay on track for better retirement. Combining innovative technology with old-fashioned question and answers, we frame your investment objectives around your life goals and priorities. We measure your progress each step of the way and can easily make changes whenever your life or the market changes. It's real-life retirement planning, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Maddie, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass. Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and superfans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, let's start talking about West Memphis a little bit now. A lot of tradition here, and this is you mentioned just a few moments ago on the show the fact that Mountain Home beat West Memphis last year. How much have you guys talked about that this week?
Well, it's, you know, we haven't talked just a whole lot about it. Honestly, it's been one of those weeks where I think they're still trying to get over last week, and I don't like that. And then it's a short week, a short turnaround, right. So that's an obstacle in itself, and, you know, seniors knowing, hey, we're not going to the playoffs, this is it for us. And so really that stuff hasn't come up too much, other than we're trying to use it as a motivator, along with, again, how well we played the last few weeks, you know, that, hey, it can be done. And because you're always, as a coach, you always want your kids to believe they can win. And you know, and I think it's important that they remember they didn't knock them off a year ago. You know, it's, if I'm being honest, this has not been our best week of practice. I don't, you know, I don't want to just sit here and just try to be nothing but positive. If it's not, if I'm being honest, it probably has not been our best week of practice by far. And I think the kids are down a little bit, but you know, they love the game. I have every bit of confidence they're going to show up and play hard and give this thing their best shot and try to go out with a win.
Well, let's talk about the Blue Devils offensively. First off, Gurren, the running back, he's one that can cause some problems, isn't he?
He's gifted. There's no doubt, and he's got an offensive line in front of him that's very talented. To me, both sides, offense and defense, they're really good up front. That's what jumps out at you. And, you know, anytime you play West Memphis, you're going to see speed. You're going to see some size. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Coach Elmore's brought a different style than what you'd seen out of them, you know, previously, and with the wing tee and all that stuff. You know, now they're a little more spread, and they'll get in the eye some. They're very multiple. And so they get some athletes out in space, and that makes them tough to defend. Of course, but for us, that's what we've seen pretty much all year. But they want to run the ball and set up the pass that way. You know, last week it was, you know, we're going to throw it, you know, I think they threw it 45 times last week. I would be surprised if you saw that this week. From what I understand, their playoff spot is locked up.
Right.
So who knows? Yeah. They may work some things out, and, you know, maybe they feel like they need to get better in the passing game, and we may see them throw it a lot. But what they've done all year, the films we've watched, they want to run the football and be physical with you. And this may actually be one of the best running backs we've seen all year, going back to your point. And they've got an offensive line. So it's a big challenge for us. We're going to have to load the box. Which, you know, goes against our comfort zone, but we're going to try to crowd the line of scrimmage a little bit more and take away the run game and the screen game. But they'll bring some receivers in motion, hand it to them on the fly sweep, misdirection mm-hmm. stuff. And when they do throw it, they've got some big play guys out there on the edge. So I feel like I've said this every week. This is, you know, the conference is up this year.
It really is.
And yeah. a lot of talented offensive teams, a lot of experienced quarterbacks, and so this will be just another big challenge for our defense. But hopefully we can build off what we did last week, and you know, I'd like to hold them under 30 points. That's gonna be tough to do.
You mentioned quarterbacks. That's funny because Bob and I talked about it on the broadcast last week. This is by far the best group of quarterbacks we've seen in the 6A East as far back as I can remember.
It's, you know, we were talking about that. Coach Kreiner and I were talking about that. You know, he and I have been here a long time and watched Mountain Home football for a long time, and we said the same thing. We said, when was last year you saw this many quarterbacks that could just throw it with the precision, the consistency, and a lot of them are dual threat guys too that can run. And, The good news is a lot of them are seniors.
Yes.
Almost every one of them has been a senior, so that's good news for the future. But goodness gracious, been some real good ones. And, you know, the young man that we're going to see tonight, he's more of a running type quarterback. He can throw it, you know, but more of your zone read, you know, kid that wants to run first, and he can run. So, again, big challenge, but I think, you know, if we can get up on the line of scrimmage and challenge the run game without getting beat deep, we'll have a chance.
Defensively, tell us about West Memphis.
Their defensive line's very athletic. Of course, they've got a secondary that can fly. It's team speed. I mean, just long story short, right. They've got a lot of team speed. But usually, you know, they like to play a 4-3 and a lot of cover two. Of course, when they see an option team like us, they don't see that any other week out of the year. So, you know, we'll get a different look. We go off what they did last year and some. But we're also trying to be prepared if they do come out in the forefront. But the biggest thing for us is when you play a team as athletic as them up front, you know, that option game, it's, you know, if you can't block a 300-pound defensive tackle or a 250-pound defensive tackle and move him, then don't block him at all. Just read him, leave him unblocked, go block a linebacker and read him, and that's what we do. And so hopefully, you know, our option game is going to have to be what it's been really going back since the Marion game. It's going to have to be consistent. You know, and make, you know, Isaac and Junior, if they can continue to gel, you know, hopefully we can have another big night.
We'll take a break, come back, have more in just a little bit. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need tires, you need to check out Highway 160 Pit Stop in Gainesville. Highway 160 Pit Stop carries the major brands of tires for your vehicle. They also have agricultural tires and they repair tires. They also offer oil changes. They fix brakes and do front end repair and alignments. Highway 160 Pit Stop is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5, and they're there Saturday mornings from 8 to noon if you can't make it during the week. Highway 160 Pit Stop, located at 166 First Street in Gainesville.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Tradition is something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company's been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We are also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show as the Bombers get set to take on West Memphis this evening. And, Brian, I was telling you that looking at getting my charts prepared for the game tonight, I didn't repeat a single name on offense or defense. I mean, there's nobody that plays both ways, and that's hard to imagine.
Right. That's one of the things that, You know, I'm one of those when we watch film, I look at personnel before I really look at anything else. And, you know, of course, you're looking for matchups that might be favorable somewhere on the line or out at whatever it is, and playmakers on offense for them that you have to shut down. But as we went, I'm sitting there going, none of these guys are playing on both sides of the ball. And everybody's got somebody that plays on both sides of the ball. And they are very deep. And then, you know, and I think you had mentioned it too, you look at their stat sheet, you don't see – any kids with, you know, tackles and carries or receptions.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know how many of them actually at any point this year have played both ways. So depth is obviously in their favor, and it just it goes back to what we have to do. It's, you know, run the ball and shorten the game so that, you know, that depth factor, you know, the fatigue late in the game doesn't hopefully it doesn't just overpower you too much there in the fourth quarter.
A Thursday night game. What do coaches and players think of that?
Well, I think a lot of that depends on it depends on your circumstances. If you're getting ready to go to the playoffs and you know your seed, you know, maybe you look at it as an extra day to rest and game plan for the next week in the playoffs. And you may like it, and of course some of them may not. On our end, usually I would you like your normal routine. We're pretty routine oriented, and but I would say honestly, with us having missed the playoffs, with the morale being a little bit down about that, you know, we just this past Friday night's when that was for sure. You know, I don't know that a shorter week. You know, somebody was telling me today. They said, you know, in basketball, sport like basketball, you play 2 days a week, or you know, you get over a loss quicker. Football, you have to sit around and let it stew a little bit, and so maybe a quicker turnaround may be better for us. But you know, that's one thing again about our kids. They want to play.
Right.
And when the ball kicks off, the playoff scenario wouldn't even cross their mind. They're going to just play football the way they always have. So
exactly. But, of course, this is the season finale tonight. When do you get started with the off season?
Yeah, it's you know, well, first of all, you know, you got to you know, logistical things. You got to get equipment inventory turned in, get everything cleaned, and make your list of what needs to be replaced. You know, it's just the logistical things. You meet with the kids and talk to them. And, you know, I'll meet with the seniors. And something that, you know, I'm big on is – give them an opportunity to voice what they think can be better so that we can grow as coaches too. You know, I think it's always good to hear from the kids what they think could have been better, you know, just from any direction, not just practice or just atmosphere, different things we can do for team building, whatever it is. But, you know, and it's hard to say goodbye to seniors, especially kids that have been with it so long. And, obviously I've known them for a while, so that'll be hard. But you meet with the seniors, and then you start meeting with kids individually that are coming back and talk about what they need to do and, you know, in the off season. But I'm excited on my end to get to work with the kids in the off season. And there's a lot of things I think we need to develop. You know, obviously we've had a lot of injuries this year, and so, you know, that's something you have to look at the off season.
Right.
And, you know, make sure that there's not anything in the off season that's causing an imbalance. And, you know, we had a lot of ACL and hamstring. You know, somebody said, hey, you got a lot of injuries. You know, football is, it's a rough game. You're kind of I've gotten that a lot this year. And, you know, if you look at our injuries, I'm trying to think of a single injury we've had that was an impact injury. You know, it wasn't football, you know, getting hit. It was, you know, an ACL, an ankle, things of that nature, you know, hamstring. We've had some hamstring issues. And so, you know, to me, it's not really that football is a rough sport. These are injuries that would happen in just about any sport. You know, it's just change of direction, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're going to go to work in the weight room. You know, you don't just lift for strength. You lift for, you know, injury prevention. So we're excited to get that going, work with the kids fundamentally, kind of get the system where they understand it, like the back of their hand, so that they're not thinking so much. But, you know, when you're a senior and the season didn't go the way you wanted it to go, you don't want to hear your coach talking about off season.
Right.
And so, you know, there's that too. Kids need to get away from it. We're going to take 2 or 3 weeks and go out on the field and play wiffle ball, kickball, basketball, dodgeball, whatever, and just get away from it for a little bit.
Right.
Some of the kids will go to basketball. Some of them go to other sports. And so it's, you know, I'd say after Thanksgiving break, we'll really kind of get started on the off-season portion of it, the lifting and all that. So,
all right, back to the game tonight. What do you have to do to get a win here this evening?
Same thing as always. you know, run the ball and generate first downs and get points out of our drives, cut the penalties out, turnovers out. Defensively, we got to stop the run without giving up the big play. You know, special teams, we've got to – you know, not give up big plays in special teams. It wouldn't hurt for us to generate our own big play in special teams. them turning the ball over, if we can turn them over a couple times, would help. We've got to tackle well. That's a must every week. But we're going to have to tackle in space with some of these athletes they have. And, you know, got to play hard. You know, we're not going to the playoffs, but we've got to come out and battle. And I think our kids will do that.
All right, Brian, appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys supporting us this year. I know it's a lot of road trips, but you guys have always been good to us, Brad, and appreciate you guys for what you do for us.
You bet. All right, Brian Maddox, we'll take a break. Join you from West Memphis next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The Coach Maddox Show is brought to you by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Baskin-Robbins, Nassari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boyette State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. Stay tuned, there's more pregame to come here on Classic Hits 101.7.